Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, friends. Welcome to another session of Ask Dr. Rhonda. This is Dr. Rhonda Waters, CEO of Mutare Hypnosis, which is located at 60 State Street in Boston and around the globe by Skype or phone. Oh, by the way, I get questions about how hypnosis works by Skype or phone. It works great. Been done for years over the phone. I prefer the visuals through Skype, and sometimes it's helpful if I want to explain something to somebody. Sometimes showing them what I'm trying to do or I want them to do is helpful, but it's not required. You can reach us at Mutare Hypnosis on 617-266-3057 or email rfw@mutarehypnosis.com. That's rfw@mutarehypnosis.com. All one word, or Google us at Mutare Hypnosis. This week's topic is Sing Your Song Anyway. This topic keeps coming up to me. In the last month, I've heard several really smart, capable, interesting folk tell me, or I've heard them telling other people around me, that they don't sing in public, in church, or other places because they've been told they have a lousy singing voice. Some of you know that I went earlier this month to get training to certify hypnotists with Georgina Cannon in Toronto. She's a world-renowned marketing expert and hypnotist. And when I took her training earlier this month, she told us a story in her own case, she had been told she couldn't sing as a child, and I'm paraphrasing here, so she was kind of anxious about singing in public because of comments that were made when she was a little kid. As an adult, she took a basic singing course at an adult ed center and learned that she not only had a perfectly normal speaking voice, but also had a good singing one. And it's a lesson, and this is only part of, I heard at least three other people saying similar things, but who hadn't gotten past it, the part about them singing in public. And I've even been standing next to people in church over the last week, and they're next to me, and they're not singing. I'm like, come on, sing along. And they're like, oh, you don't want to hear my voice. And they have perfectly fine speaking voices. And I want to clarify a couple of things. Now, first of all, I'm talking about tuneful singing. Rapping might or might not be tuneful. Depends on what the person is doing. But actually creating sound or mimicking sound is something that we do from childhood, which is how we all learn to talk and what have you. But we put sometimes too heavy a burden on ourselves to be able to do four or five things at once, and we haven't been trained to sing properly. Now, we just assume at some point that small children learn to sing, and we let them sing. We encourage them to sing, and we don't hold them to that. You got to be a perfect pitch. Your breathing has to be perfect. Everything has to be fantastic for you to sing in public. It's not true. Just like almost everything else, most of us are not really brain to something right away. We have to practice it or learn it. Remember when you learned to drive a car? Remember when you learned to do anything? When you started using a computer for the first time, you made mistakes. It was a problem. You walk your way out of it. But a lot of us don't get any training or don't do any studying or working on learning to sing better. So we don't get better, and then we sing less and less. And then, I mean, it used to be when I was a kid, people sang in the car. If they didn't sing at home, they would, people would sing in public, but there's not as much of that going on. And what happens is our voices then don't develop some of the qualities that they would if they got a little practice and you learned to breathe properly. Because sometimes with singing, it's not that the notes aren't correct. It's more that the person just doesn't know how to breathe. They haven't developed the diaphragmatic ability to hold their breath or to know when to breathe. But you learn that when you're practicing, you learn when to breathe by watching other people breathe, then you work the process. But it's something that you probably can learn to do. Some people say, well, I've been told I was tone deaf. Look up tone deafness. In fact, there's a tonedeaftest.com. Yes, there is a tonedeaftest.com site. They explain on their site that it's not so much, say a person is tone deaf, they mean they can't tell the notes apart. But in fact, a lot of people we associate with being tone deaf are not actually tone deaf. They know the notes are different. The problem they have is they don't know how to mimic or make that sound correctly within themselves. They haven't had enough practice at it. And not everybody's going to become the 5-octave Mariah Carey. But they probably can learn to sing a song with a group of folk at church or in another gathering or a choral activity or whatever. Once they learn the basics, and do a little practicing. So it's normal. If you were going to learn to play any musical instrument, if you sat down to play the piano, you never played piano before, would you think you could play the piano right away? No, would be the answer to that question. No, you wouldn't. If you were playing trombone, anything, harmonica, anything, any musical instrument you want to play, you would know you'd have to learn to do it in order to play. Even if you learned preponderantly to play by ear and you never really learned to read music, you could still play that instrument. You could still learn, but it would take practice. Don't assume because you haven't had training how your voice works that you can't learn to sing better, because you probably can. And there's all kinds of ways to do that. There's so even things on the internet, and WikiHow has things on how to improve your singing voice. Part of it is recording your voice and play back and those sort of things, and walking your way into a more normal speaking voice. Plus, as we say here in New England, not for nothing. Just because when you were 6 years old, you didn't know how to control the notes that came out of your mouth, doesn't mean when you're 46 or 36 or 16 that you can't do it. Your voice has changed. My voice has changed. Everybody's voice changes over time. So learning to realign it as you get to a certain age is quite normal. So if you want to sing, you probably can sing. If you like, don't let somebody having told you something, speak that into you as a child, hold you back. Singing is probably the first form of entertainment human beings ever had. Many of us would like to sing. Feeling restricted, maybe the people that you live with, now perhaps you live with, Luciano Pavarotti or Kathleen Battle or someone who's a tremendous singing voice and you just don't feel like you're in that category. That's okay. We all don't have the same gifts. That's all right. You may not be trying to earn a living singing. You just want to sing along. So if that means you sing in your car or you do something else, but practicing singing is a very important part of the process. If you can do like Georgina Cannon did, check out your local center of adult learning. They may be running a class. This is quite common. Voice coaches are looking for new people to work with to sing. Now, I'm not saying, and we've all seen American Idol, where they bring in two or three people couldn't carry a tune in a bucket for recreational entertainment. But you notice these people don't, they don't understand what they sound like. They may not have heard themselves, whatever the reason is. I'm not saying you're not one of those folks, because some people's parents do tell them no matter what they do that the sun shines out their forehead. I'm not talking about somebody who wants to be a professional singer. Then you need to get really good guidance, help, or support. But for a regular person, most of us, if you have a pleasant speaking voice, you probably have an okay singing voice. You're going to be all right in public. In fact, there's some people with terrible speaking voices. I don't want to mention anybody's name. Gym neighbors, people who stutter often don't stutter when they sing or when they use prepared words. So sometimes people get over stuttering and work their way out of stuttering by hearing a song in their head. So part of the process you might want to think about is who you're trying to sing with, because sometimes, like any thing, if you get your kid for Christmas a drum set and the kid's never played a drum, it's going to be awful. But if you're a parent and you bought that kid a drum set, guess what your punishment is going to be? You're going to hear that kid playing the drums. And the kid will learn over time, hopefully, how to play the drums decently. Unless you get them a pad set thing that he or she hears through their headphones. That's a different thing. But the part where if you've been telling other people that they shouldn't sing in public, I want to encourage you to please cease and desist doing that. Because for some cases, it speaks something into them that you didn't mean to, but it can be harmful. And if that person's not going to go out and sing, try to get up on stage and sing by themselves tomorrow without any practice, then let them alone. Let them enjoy themselves. You don't have to be brilliant at singing. To steal from Cabot Roberts, who I probably quote more than almost anybody else, founder of the National Speakers Association, is you don't have to be great to get started, but you have to get started to become great. Now, there are people who are afraid to sing in public who sound tremendous. Streisand, stage fright, really? All kinds of people are afraid to sing in public because they're afraid to get up on stage or do something, but they'll go up in a choir or do something with a group of people. Some people have a voice that they harmonizes easily or appears to harmonize easily. But if you've been singing for a while, you get better at it if you practice it and you work on it, just like anything else you want to do. If you practice it and you work on it, don't assume that because you didn't get the, quote, gift as a child you shouldn't be allowed to sing in public. Try to relax and work your way away from it, because a lot of people, especially this time of year, they want to sing holiday songs. If you sing around the house a little bit, If you feel like you don't want to do it this year, walk yourself away from it. Just because somebody said something to you years ago, or we don't sound like to ourselves what we sound like to other people. So sometimes when we're trying to mimic the sounds, because sometimes we're not reading the music, and a lot of us don't know how to read music, basically you're mimicking the sound you think you heard. So the practicing mimicking that sound may take some time, and that's all right. And sometimes we have to sing by ourselves for a little while to get a handle on it, or go talk to somebody who is actually a professional, but a supportive one who's going to help you try and figure out, is it my breathing? What is that real tone? When you learned to ride a bicycle, you didn't know how to hold it up right away. After a couple of weeks of riding a bicycle, you got a handle on what's supposed to happen, and you learned how to correct your balance and how to do it properly. Singing is not unlike that. You learn what the note is, how to find it, how to make sure that's what comes out of your mouth, and you make mistakes. You've heard professional singers. I mean, how many of us have heard somebody do the national anthem, and because they're in a giant, even they're a tremendous singer, because they're in a big stadium, there's an echo that comes back to them that throws them off. A person wearing headphones, which is why you see a lot of times when singers are recording music, they'll have one headphone on and one headphone off, because in some cases, that sound that comes through back through the headphone doesn't seem right. So you try to correct it, and you're actually making it worse. So my point is to give it a try. Sing the songs you want to sing, even if that means you're singing in your car, or you sing in your house, or you do something else, and allow yourself to take joy in the music. That's my point. Allow yourself to give yourself the permission to take joy in the music and to share in that activity, the group choral activity, if you're going to an event or caroling in your neighborhood. I mean, just jump in a little bit, sing a little bit along, practice at home if you feel like it, but don't mark yourself too hard. Remember, you are learning a new skill, you're developing a skill. There's many ways to learn to sing better. There's lots of things. Google how to improve your singing voice. A lot of it has to do with breathing and exercise, and so one doesn't have problems. Sometimes people talk to me, they'll say, well, geez, if I'm going to talk all day long, my voice is hoarse, I have a problem with it. This is a person who's straining their voice. My voice was trained in theater as a child. Thank you, Mommy, for sending me off to get on the stage at age 4, as I learned to breathe properly. So my voice, people who know me probably wish I'd get laryngitis, but I don't, because I know how to use my voice. But I've learned these skills about how to use my voice. You can too. It's not a secret. I learned it as a child, the breathing part of the process. But my voice changed, as your voice has, your voice will. Even if you're somebody who's a mature person, you get older, the sound of our voices, we get older, changes. If you listen to somebody, even a professional singer, at age 20, you hear Julie Andrews singing in The Sound of Music. Now, of course, she had an incident with polyps, but her voice at age 20 and her voice at age 50 was different. Beautiful, but different, because the quality of our voice boxes changes over time. So I want you to remember you have the ability within you to learn to do something different. Don't mark yourself so hard. Try to relax. Enjoy the activity of singing, because sometimes it's the group activity of singing that we really like about it. And don't let anybody else tell you that you shouldn't sing in public, because they may have their own agenda, and they may not mean to hurt you personally, so don't take it personally, but it may take a little practice. So try to relax and enjoy it. So whisper a little in your singing during the holidays if you don't feel you can really sing out. And between now and next year, or between now and another time, do a little practice. Work on yourself a little bit. Allow yourself to learn to sing, because you probably can learn to sing, and almost anybody will tell you, no matter where you are, you can learn to sing better than you did before. So it's like every other skill, you can learn to do better. If you'd like some encouragement in getting over fears or anxieties or stresses you have, you know how to find me. I'm on 617-266-3057, or email me at rfw@mutarehypnosis, that's rfw at mutarehypnosis.com. I want to wish you all a Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays. If you don't celebrate, go get something to eat anyhow. Talk to you soon. Bye.